Tantor Audio presents Redefining Realness, My Path to Womanhood, Identity, Love, and So Much More. By Janet Mock, narrated by Janet Mock. Introduction. I was shopping for dresses I didn't need at a vintage store near my apartment when I read the email that changed my life. It was May 13th, 2011, and the message, titled Drumroll Please, Mary Claire, contained a 3-page PDF of what would become known as my coming out story. I hope you like it, the editor of my profile wrote. We're very pleased with it, very proud of it. I downloaded the file on my iPhone and read the article for the first time, seated on a curb outside the boutique. It was a brisk and sunny Friday in the East Village, one of those days that hadn't yet decided what season it wanted to be. My palms were moist and my heartbeat was hasty as my eyes glided across 2,300 words written by journalist Kierna Mayo. I read the article 3 times from the same spot on that cold cement. After each reading, I was moved, but strikingly detached. It was a stranger story to me. It belonged to some brave girl who defied all odds, crossing sexes, leaving her past behind, making it to People magazine, and living to tell her story in a major women's magazine. I found myself applauding this heroine for embodying the do-it-yourself bravado that Americans celebrate. Although the facts correlated with my life, the story belonged to Mary Claire through the reportage of Kierna. The profile was a compilation of a series of meetings, phone calls, and emails from the past few months that disclosed one aspect of my identity. I am a trans woman, or as Mary Claire put it, I was born a boy. The fact remains that the girl in that article didn't resonate with me because it wasn't really my story.